Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, July 20th, 2015, and with me today I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
I'm pretty good. I'm really happy to be here on the show today. I thank you for inviting me, and I'm looking forward to having a really, really rousing discussion.
I'm so glad you were finally able to get that frog out of your throat so we can hear your true voice.
Yeah. Kermit.
Yeah.
Not quite Kermit.
Is it easy being green?
I wouldn't know. That's not quite Kermit. That's his cousin Ralph.
Yes, Ralph the Frog. Yeah, right. That was just always awesome on the Muppet Show. Yeah. Anyhow, Bob Levitis, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's great to have both of you here, regardless of what voices you choose to use today. And we have a sponsor this week, Harry's, the razor company, which is especially awesome because I actually shaved this morning. We'll talk about them soon. But before we do that, I wanted to talk a little bit about this data breach that happened just a couple days ago or over the weekend. And it's the data breach for Ashley Madison, which is a website that has the tagline, "Life is short, have an affair." So it's pretty clear what the site is selling. And it's like a dating site, but for people that are already in relationships and want to have other relationships in addition to the one they're currently in.
Yeah, or as I like to call it, affairs.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that, and yes, a lot of people that are using the service are no doubt using it so they can have affairs, discreet or otherwise. But I bet there's some people that are using the service because they're in open relationships, and they want to have a relatively discreet service that they can use to find their other partners.
Well, it's not relatively discreet anymore.
Boy, howdy. Yeah. So this person or group managed to get at the entire database. So 37 million users. All of that data was taken. And now they have threatened and actually started to release names from that list. And what they want is for the parent company of Ashley Madison to shut down the site, along with I almost called it the sister site, but it's, I guess, when the site is called, what is it called? Established Men. I guess that you shouldn't call that a sister site. But anyhow, so this hacker person or group wants both those sites shut down. Now, my first thought was, oh, all right, here's someone that's pretty torqued off because they found out that someone that they're in a relationship with has been using one of these sites. And so this is kind of a retribution thing. But what they're saying is that they want these sites shut down because Ashley Madison charges $19 to completely remove all of your data from their database. So $19 wipes all traces of you from their database.
Does it?
Yeah, and that's the thing. This group or person going by the Impact Team says that, in fact, when you pay your $19, none of your data is getting scrubbed from the database. And so that is why they are taking all this data that they stole and using it as leverage to get the sites shut down completely.
Great. So one group of extortionists is demanding that another group of extortionists shut their operations.
That's a good way to put it, Brian.
Real. That's, you know, they're really taking the moral high ground here.
Yeah.
Wait, who is? Nobody.
No one.
No, I don't see any moral high ground here.
In this story, no.
You know, it kind of reminds me of the country of Vietnam. I visited the country of Vietnam just a few years after it was open to tourism. And you had to pay to leave. you didn't have to pay to get in. You had to pay to leave.
That's kind of funny, but also brilliant capitalism right there.
Yeah, it is, I suppose. Anyway, but this charging, I mean,
that's the company, Hotel California syndrome there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this company charging you to remove yourself from their database, that's clearly extortion. The fact that they don't do it is really scummy.
Well, but here's the thing. We don't know for sure that they don't do it, only that this group or people or person is saying that they don't do it.
Well, the group has all the data. They must know.
Well, it doesn't mean they're telling the truth.
That's true. Oh, yeah. You can't expect people like this to always tell the truth.
Right. Yeah. And if you're someone that's willing to break laws to be able to steal data and then use it for extortion, I'm not inclined to take everything you tell me at face value.
Yeah. And it's still, I don't care how, I mean, telling the world that this is happening, that's actually a good thing. And that's
a whistleblowing extortionist.
The whistleblowing is respectable. Having broken in and stolen the company's data to, I don't know if that's where they learned it or if that was the proof they wanted. I mean, that just really isn't excusable. And then, of course, to demand that they shut down. I mean, why would the company shut down? I mean, they clearly don't care if people's records get released because they. I mean, I don't. It's the whole thing is a mess.
You're going to have to wait until next year when they make a movie out of it to find out what really happened.
and to find out whose names are in the database. Yeah, no. I actually don't want to know who is in the database. I don't care. It's none of my business.
If the extortionist was smart, he would put it up as an iBook and let you buy it. Another revenue stream from his extortion. You know, you want to know whose name's on the list? Buy this book for $20. $17?
No, my guess is that there's a bunch of tabloids that would buy the crap out of that thing.
I think there's a bunch of people that would buy it too.
Yeah, sad but true.
Or he could just contact them individually and say, for $19, I really will take your name out of the database.
Yeah, no, see, that's capitalism again right there. So, anyhow, I just found this to be really fascinating because we have what crosses over into what could be really awkward for a lot of people. I mean, this isn't just losing your credit card number and having to change that. This is potentially having your personal life spread all across the internet, including your sexual fantasies, because that's one of the things these people are threatening to release.
Well, oh, am I glad I never used that site.
The cheaters never win. I mean, that's not usually applied to this kind of cheating, but
cheaters never prosper.
Thank you. Cheaters never prosper. Thank you. I did mess that up, but it's usually not the kind of cheating one that's talking about when one uses that phrase, but it's darn appropriate right now.
It applies.
Don't cheat. Don't cheat. If you're in a relationship and you want to be out of the relationship, get out of the relationship. Don't cheat.
Don't go to Ashley Madison.
All right, and also keep in mind what the Matt Geek Gap says, which is don't get caught. Now, listeners, I'm really curious. What do you think of this? Do you think that this is just people getting what they deserve, or do you think that this is a something else? I would love to get your opinions on the whole Ashley Madison data theft thing. So let me know. You can shoot me emails at observations@MacObserver.com. You can let me know on Twitter. That would be at TMO Daily. Or you can leave comments in the show notes. I will gladly look all of those places to get your feedback. So let me know. I'm really curious what you guys think about this. Now, we have a sponsor today. And that sponsor is Harry's, the razor company. And I've The first time I found out Harry's was going to be our sponsor, I thought, all right, well, this is interesting because I'm very, very picky about razors. So they're going to have to come up with something really good before I'm going to feel comfortable talking about them on the show. And it turns out they did. They came out. Yeah, their razors are just fantastic. The blades, I've been very, very impressed with. And that's saying something because I've been for many years talking openly about how I don't like any disposable cartridges. And yet, here's Harry's. They make really great blades. The blades come from their own factory. They wanted to make sure the quality was as high as they could possibly get it. So they just went and bought a factory in Germany so they could make them themselves and they could control the quality. And it really shows. They're amazing blades. They hold up really well. And they cost a fraction of what you're going to pay in the store. So instead of having to go to the grocery store or drugstore and spend like $30 or $40 to get a couple crappy blades, you can spend like $10 and get really high quality blades. And they're delivered right to your door. You don't even have to go drive to the store. So what I want all of you to do is go to their website, harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. You can tell it's Monday because I actually had to really stop and think about how you spell Harry's. Harry's.com. And then use a discount code TDO. And that's going to get you $5 off your first purchase, which is like getting a third off. So you pick up a starter kit, which has the blades. It has the handle. It has a shaving cream or lotion and a little protective cover for the blades when you're traveling. $15. But with that discount code TDO, $10 delivered to your door. No shipping charges even. And then when you need to have more blades or more supplies, you can just go back to the website and order what you need for super cheap, have it delivered right to your door, or just put yourself on a schedule where they're periodically sending you what you need and you don't even have to remember to go to the site and order your replacement parts. It's really great. Go to their website, harrys.com, use the discount code TDO, get yourself $5 off your first purchase, so you get that starter kit for $10 instead of $15. And thank you, Harry's, for being our sponsor this week. All right. Now, the next thing I want to take a look at has the potential to be controversial, but in a different way from the Ashley Madison data breach.
Debacle,
yeah. And this is a commercial that, Brian, you wrote about at the end of the week. And it turns out this is a political ad, and it comes from presidential hopeful Jeb Bush.
I'm Jeb Bush.
Wait, that's his brother. It's not really a good impression of his brother, but whatever.
Yeah, so he did a spot, and I found it fascinating, actually, because all right, so Jeb Bush has a lot of money behind him. He is one of the most well-funded candidates. He is obviously part of a political dynasty.
Political dynasty, did you say?
I said dynasty, but you know, tomato, tomato. There are few things that he is going to be done that have not been carefully planned and plotted and vetted and weighed and poured over before it's done. To wit, he was running for president while claiming that he was not yet a candidate until the moment that he absolutely had to because of the way money could be raised. You know, it's just very, very, everything he does is going to be very, very, very careful. And my point here is that this spot that he did is going to have been intended to serve a particular purpose. My assumption is that it's to show people that Jeb Bush is connected and tech savvy, and that he, you know, that he understands a lot of these things that, of course, young people are going to take for granted, including things like, you know, just smartphones and Apple Watches and laptops and whatnot. So with that in mind, it also seemed like he was really courting Apple people because almost all of
us choice.
What's that?
You mean us?
Yes.
We, our readers and us.
Our readers and us on both sides of the political spectrum, of course. Because this spot, it's a iPhone or
Android.
What the hell was that?
It was BlackBerry.
iPhone or BlackBerry. Yeah. Wait, is BlackBerry even still in business?
They are.
Oh, okay.
And he goes iPhone, and then it's a laptop or iPad, which is
and he says MacBook Pro man forever or something.
MacBook Pro baby. That's what he says.
Right.
And then he said Apple Watch or Apple Pie, which is funny because Apple Pie, of course, is one of those sort of touchstone cornerstone concepts, especially for conservative America. But he chose the Apple Watch, and so it was just interesting. It's just interesting. It's like I don't know if younger people were being courted by this, or if Apple users specifically were being courted by this.
I don't know, but for me, watching the commercial, I felt very uncomfortable. It felt very awkward, very stilted, and very staged to me. And one of the first things I thought was, why is he filming a commercial in a hotel room? And I don't know that he is, but man.
It does. It looks like a hotel room, for sure. Yeah. And I didn't think that it was awkward or stilted. I actually thought it was surprisingly smooth. And I thought that he did a good job. You know, like he always had kind of a smile, a hint of a smile without it being a smirk.
Yes.
Playing at his lips. And I honestly thought it delivered the message well. I mean, it's still doesn't make me want to vote for him in any way whatsoever. But I thought that the spot was I thought it was well done. I'll be honest. I just thought it was well done.
With none of that trademark Bush smirkiness. Because his brother could sure smirk.
His brother indeed can still smirk, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he can. Yeah, it's interesting that you thought it was well done. And to me, it felt very stilted and contrived.
Yeah, I imagine that is going to be the whole thing is going to be subjective to everyone. I think that people who were not fans of Mr. Bush or not fans perhaps of his political leanings are going to be offended by it, especially if they're Apple users, and people that like him or maybe were even just leaning towards being favorable to him, maybe they'll think it's the bee's knees. It's probably not going to change a lot of minds.
No, I'm sure it won't change hardly any minds, but that's pretty much how political ads go. People already know what they want to believe, whether it's correct or not, and they just roll with it.
Well, and politicians in particular, as in the last couple of elections, young people have been a little more active, and I think if the I do think I don't think all right. So Jeb Bush has been a known Applephile for a while, right? he's not like suddenly sporting his Apple Watch to be cool. He's actually had one like right out of the gate, and you know he's been a known Mac user for a while. So my personal belief is that his answers were correct, and I don't think he's so much as truly courting Apple people as trying to
be hip.
Lay out that message that he is tech savvy and connected.
Yeah, I think you're right. And throwing in a little bit of I'm cool like you to go with that. But
yeah, because you know Apple has all the mindshare, and while surely there is a lot of smack talked about Apple, especially from say the Android community, just like there was from the Windows community 15 years ago,
back when that mattered.
The reality is that today Apple does have that mindshare, and a lot of the smack that is talked about Apple is talked from the standpoint of folks who are a little bit envious of Apple's coolness, whether or not they realize it. This is a reality. So, you know, he's sort of laying out that case that he's not only connected, but he's cool too.
But he's also pandering to the hey, they're the most popular tech company in the world, so I'm going with them. Not, I know that it might be true, but to me, watching the commercial, he seemed like he was just pandering to that special interest group, which is me, and it didn't work on me.
And it's also some consumers that are more affluent. It is one of the most affluent consumer groups on the planet.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
The halo effect. He wants to be associated with the women.
Maybe he wants money from that affluent group, too.
Sure.
That seems unlikely.
Yeah. No, my guess is if he can find groups that have money that will support him, that he will be glad to take that money. It's not cheap to run for president. So, yeah. And Brian, I think that even though I was saying that the commercial felt kind of stilted to me, I think that that Jeb was being genuine in his responses.
Yeah, he probably was. But again, whether or not he's being genuine, again, the whole concept serves a purpose and a plan and is part of a very well-oiled machine. And so, you know, it's everything when you're playing at that level, and there are a lot of presidential candidates so far this year, most of them are not playing at Jeb Bush's level. When you're playing at that level, everything you do has a purpose.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And one last thing on this is that it's interesting to me. It's always interesting to me that Apple has ascended to such a high place, that Apple has become so important that it would be the company is being claimed. I mean, I'm sure that Apple is going to have cameos throughout this particular election. And it's because Apple has become such a big deal.
So now I wonder if Apple acknowledges this in any way, shape, or form.
No way.
What if they hate the candidate? We don't care if that guy uses our stuff. We want you to know we don't like him.
I don't think that'll happen.
I would be flabbergasted if it happened, though. I can't imagine that. I don't specifically know Tim Cook's politics, but the things that we do know, in particular, his progressive stance towards ending on social issues, for sure.
Yeah.
But we have no idea whatsoever if that extends towards any other aspects of the political realm.
Right. That's
and it
true.
Shouldn't matter anyway, because as long as they spell your name right, it's good PR.
Yep.
There you go. And we're out of time, so we have to wrap up. Brian, thank you so much for being here today.
Indeed. Thanks for having us.
It's always great to have you here. And Bob, thank you for being here as well.
Same from me. Thanks for having me.
Yep. And it's always awesome to have you here, too. Listeners, it's great to have you here. So thank you for tuning in again today. And give me your feedback, because I really want to know what you think about the Ashley Madison data breach. Harry's, thank you for being our sponsor this week. Head over to their website, please. It's harrys.com. Use the discount code TDO. Get yourself $5 off your starter kit order. It'll be delivered to your house. No shipping charges at all. And we will see everyone again tomorrow.